Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. Joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is an associate in the residential conveyancing team here at Sintons. And our podcast today, which is episode 7 in our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series, will last approximately 5 to 10 minutes. And Suzanne is going to concentrate on searches. So without any further ado, good morning, Suzanne, and over to you.
Thank you very much, David. So today I'd just like to talk about the importance of searches when you're buying a property. So when you are buying a new property, your solicitor will ask you to pay some money on account at the very beginning so that they can order your searches. They'll also ask you to check the title plan for the property you're buying to make sure that the plan shows the correct position and extent of the property, as this plan will be used to order your searches. If you're buying a property with the assistance of a mortgage, your mortgage lender will require a full set of searches, which include a local search, a drainage search, and an environmental search. If you're a cash buyer, then searches are discretionary, so it's up to you whether you get them, but we always recommend that you do carry them out. This is because it's important to discover as much information about the property as possible so that you can make an informed decision about whether you want to proceed with your purchase. The most important search is the local search. This will tell you, among other things, whether there's been any planning permissions and building regulation certificates issued in relation to the property, whether the roads and footpaths which give access to the property are maintained at the public expense, whether the property is a listed building or in a conservation area, and whether there's any tree preservation orders in place. The local search will only reveal information about the property you're buying and won't tell you about any applications which have been made to neighbouring properties. There are other searches that you can pay for to provide this information, but it is important to realise that the local search is specific to the purchased property only. Your solicitor will check over the local search for you and make sure that all of the entries revealed in the search accord with what we know about the property. They'll report to you on the search results so that you understand the information that's been revealed and you can confirm that you're happy with it. If there's been any recent planning permissions or building regulation certificates revealed in the search which haven't been mentioned by the seller's solicitors, your solicitor will ask them to provide copies of the relevant documents. The drainage search will tell you whether the property is connected to the public sewer and to the mains water supply. There will be two plans included in the search to show the routes of nearby public sewers and water mains, and this must be checked carefully to see if any of the public sewers and water mains fall within the boundaries of the property that you're buying. If they do, then you must check to make sure that they haven't been built over, unless there's a build-over agreement in place with the water authority to do this. Otherwise, it could potentially cause problems in the future. The water authority need to be able to access all public sewers and water mains so that they can carry out routine maintenance works and any repair works in cases of emergency. An environmental search will be carried out to identify whether a property is in an area potentially affected by contaminated land. It will also check the flood levels within the vicinity of the property and let you know if there's any flood risk, and if so, how serious the risk is. If your environmental search does indicate flood risk, then it's recommended that you obtain a specialist flood report. This will give you information about whether the flood risk will affect your ability to insure the property and if there's any flood defences in place. The environmental search also lets you know about any radon levels in the area. Some additional searches may be necessary. For example, if you are purchasing a property which lies within a mining area, then a mining report will be needed. Here in the Northeast, coal mining reports are needed on nearly all of the properties that we deal with. In other areas of the country, there are other considerations such as clay and tin. There are a number of other potential searches that you can carry out, but the local, drainage and environmental searches are the core ones and are vital to provide information to a buyer before they exchange contracts. If any issues are shown up on your search results, you must look into these further and carry out further investigations. Speak to your surveyor about anything that might cause a problem, either when you come to sell the property or when you put a mortgage on the property. If the searches do reveal information that puts you off, please remember that you can walk away from a transaction if you haven't yet exchanged contracts. That's why it's very important to get the searches first so you have all the information available to make your decision. I really hope that information helps and I want to pass it back to David now. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. Enjoyed listening to that one as always. Very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.com. residential.co.uk should you wish to take a look. You can also follow the residential conveyancing team on Twitter at SintonsConveyor1. If you would like to raise anything Suzanne's discussed today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Contact details via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Episode 8 will be with you just before Christmas. Thank you once again to everybody who has been tuning in, sending any questions and the positive feedback, and the numbers of people watching have been astounding. So thank you very much. We don't take it for granted. Obviously, all previous episodes are available on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, as I mentioned, should you not be watching them in order and wish to do so. Once again, thank you very much from Suzanne and I. Stay safe, everyone.